Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
On one occasion, a former student of mine stopped by my office, unannounced. For me, it was one of those hectic days, and frankly, I didn't feel like seeing anyone. But I knew in my heart I couldn't say no. This man had been a pastor, and as he sat in my office, he unfolded a very sad story. His marriage had ended in divorce, and he also admitted that he had then become sexually involved with another woman. And though he had broken off the relationship, he felt helpless and frustrated and rejected by even his closest friends. As he continued to share his painful story, he told me that on another occasion he had stopped to see another pastor, a man he knew well. Well, sadly, the pastor would not take time to see him. As he continued to unfold his story, he suddenly broke down and he wept. He didn't justify himself. He acknowledged his anger, his bitterness. You see, he was a broken-hearted man. And it was then my own heart skipped a beat. You see, I had almost done the same thing as the other pastor. Thank God the Holy Spirit didn't let me do it. I listened to his story for more than 2 hours, and I then suggested some biblical steps for getting his life back in order and in harmony with the will of God. As he left, I'll never forget his words. Jeannie said, "What you just said means more to me than anything I've heard for the last 3 years. Though I may never see you again, and though I may not take your advice totally, I know you care. And right now, I just need a friend who will listen. In retrospect, I'm so glad I took time to listen." Thankfully, he changed.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.